From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Senate has passed a bill expanding the federal definition of hate crimes to include the categories of disability, gender identity, and sexual orientation. The House passed the bill this spring, but it's not certain it will become law. That's because it's attached to legislation funding production of more fighter jets that President Obama has threatened to veto. The president has condemned the hotel bombings in Jakarta, Indonesia, that killed 8 people and injured at least 50 today. In a statement, Mr. Obama says Indonesia has been steadfast in combating violent extremism, but he says today's attacks make it clear that extremists remain committed to murdering innocent people. The former president of Iran and opposition supporter Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has criticized the country's leadership. He's called for the release of anyone detained who protested last month's election results. Tens of thousands of people listened to Rafsanjani's sermon during Friday prayers at Tehran University. Martin Vinard filed this report for the BBC.
Rafsanjani said Iran was going through a bitter phase and that the whole of the country were losers. He said trust had to be restored. Rafsanjani said there should be a national debate involving radio and television to try and reach a solution. He said that the people would be the final judge. Supporters of the main opposition candidate in the disputed election, Mir Hussein Mousavi, chanted his name during the ceremony. Mr. Mousavi and another opposition candidate, Mehdi Karoubi, were expected to attend the prayers, their first public appearance for several weeks.
That's the BBC's Martin Vinard. Bank of America and Citigroup both announced their second quarter results today. Bank of America's profits fell slightly because of charges related to its takeover of Merrill Lynch, but both banks did far better than analysts expected. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The two banks' announcements cap a good week in the financial sector. Bank of America, like others, managed to gain from increased mortgage financing and investment banking business. Its profits exceeded $3.2 billion, which is slightly lower than last year, but higher than analysts expected. Bank of America has come under fire for its acquisition of troubled Merrill Lynch. Merrill's widening losses last year nearly killed the merger. Citigroup, meanwhile, surprised Wall Street even more. It reported a $3 billion profit when analysts were forecasting a loss. The bank's credit losses increased, but it benefited from the sale of its stake in Smith Barney. Earlier this week, both J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs reported earnings that exceeded analysts' expectations. All of the banks took money from the federal bailout, although J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have repaid those funds. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 points at 8702. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 8 at 1877, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is NPR News. The State Department's top Asia official said it's not too late for North Korea to return to negotiations on ending its nuclear weapons programs. North Korea withdrew from the talks in April after the UN condemned a test rocket launch. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and Pacific Affairs Kurt Campbell met with Japan's foreign minister and its top nuclear negotiator in Tokyo today. Campbell said that the region should send a collective message that it's not too late for Pyongyang to return to the six-party talks. In the meantime, he added, other countries should strictly enforce UN Security Council sanctions on Pyongyang. North Korea's second-highest official Kim Jong-nam said yesterday that the U.S. refused to respect North Korea's sovereignty. Pyongyang, he said, would therefore never return to the six-party talks and would continue to strengthen its nuclear deterrent. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Housing starts in the U.S. increased in June by 3.6%, and the Commerce Department says starts of single-family homes jumped more than 14% from May. Still, June housing starts were 46% lower than a year before. New construction permit applications rose more than 8.5% from May, but they were down by more than half from a year earlier. The big industrial, financial, and entertainment conglomerate General Electric reported profits down by nearly half for its latest quarter. GE says its financial services and entertainment businesses are still under significant pressure. Oil prices have bounced above $62 per barrel in Europe today, buoyed by U.S. data on the housing sector. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.